Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
If you're listening to us, then you are a winner. Everyone's invited to Amber's for dinner. It's the Amber Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Amber, did you start cooking?
I love that song. Everyone keep us
coming. People are coming. What are you making?
Nothing.
And everyone, that's true. I was going to wait for her to tell me that she was going to make something. I'm sorry, guys. I'm here and we'll probably just order pizza.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And we'll Amber probably pizza. Will be down at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yay.
So she's not even
They're my
here
best
anyway.
Friend of the whole world. Yay. Sorry, Jenny Hagel. It's the Cheesecake Factory. Yay. Guys, we had a pretty great show.
We do. It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Because our guest is our new best friend. Mm-hmm. My new best friend. My new best friend.
My new best friend.
My new best friend.
Okay.
Her name is Jackie Fabulous. And she is.
She's
her name is what she is.
She is.
This
She's
is like fabulous. If my name was Amber Beautiful. You know?
No, it's not how it is at all. No. Mm-mm. It was Amber Stinkpot. That's close.
Why does the stink have to be contained in a pot? Who put it in there?
Well, I don't know, but that's her name. She is hilarious. And if you Google anything that she does, you will be cracking up. I love to watch her little TikTok videos and all this. Love it. She's hilarious.
She can't help it. Now we have proof. That's just a natural occurrence mm-hmm. within
all
her.
Of her jokes on dating. I always cry. She's so is realistic
it's true.
And it's hilarious. It's true and it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. She is not exaggerating. Love that lady.
Yay. Lacey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Guys, we're really working out. We're going to the gym. Like I said, we would. Now that I am here in New York, Amber and I joined a gym.
Oh, but it's trash.
Gym is bad. Wow. I did a really bad job, everyone. And Amber doesn't, she's not a gym person.
It's the only gym I've ever been
to. She doesn't know how utterly terrible it is, but it's bad. And I take full responsibility on choosing this gym.
I mean, what are gyms like? Aren't
and
gyms
I should
just like,
have explored it more.
You're outside, but you're inside.
It's
That's a gym.
Run down piece of mess. It's terrible. The machines are old and jankety. They just feel like they might break. I was working on one and it was making the loudest. It was like, like what? And I said, oh, this is so embarrassing. It's so loud. Everything is just on the, it's just about to fall apart.
And there's gum on the floor.
There's
guys.
Gum on every, all over the floor, all over the floor. I said, Amber, this is like being outside on, there's gum. The first time there was gum on the floor, you scrape it off, but they got used to it.
Yeah.
But this is what people that know gyms, you're not going to believe this. They don't put the weights back. And if they do put the weights back, it's any old type of order. You know, those weights start at 5 and go up with 5 increments. The hundreds could be where the 5-pound weights should be. That is unheard of. And it's the whole gym is like that. So you have to walk up and down hoping that you find a match. We're hoping that you find a weight.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. And I'm embarrassed. I look at Amber all the time and I'm like, this gym is so bad.
It's mainly what she says when we're at the gym.
It's so bad.
But Guys, this is what happened the last time. Did we just say this?
What'd you say?
What happened last time we went to the gym?
No.
Y'all, you're never going to believe this shit. So I was minding my own business, doing exactly what Lacey does because she is smaller than me. So then I have to be at least as strong as she is because I'm big. So we are working out. This is day 5 of working out. And I am like, pushing a thing with my legs. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that because my hip hurts. Lacey's like, oh, yeah, your bad hip. And I'm like, no, man, the other hip. So then we modified that. I hurt my good hip. And I'm not kidding. And then we are working out our arms. And we're pulling on this thing. And I'm like, I cannot do that. It hurts. So we modify that. So we are yanking on this thing. So Lacey goes, okay, so now let's do some sit-ups. And I go, oh, great, sit-ups. I know that I can do them. And I know it won't hurt because it's just sit-ups. I shit you not. I do one sit-up and I scream because I feel as though my guts have busted out of my tummy. Guys, it was bad. It was really bad. So bad that I just grabbed my stomach.
We did not laugh. I thought I was going to have to call an ambulance. And I'm not joking. I thought.
Lacey goes, do we have to go to the hospital?
I go, no. No, we go to the car.
I'm trying not to cry because people can see me. Yeah. Holding my stomach with both hands. Like trying to fix it.
Guys, yeah, take all this laughing out. This is terrible. Terrible.
The laughing is part of it.
Can't you believe, guys? She busted her gut doing half of a sit-up.
It wasn't a whole sit-up.
My gut. And then
it wasn't a whole sit-up.
It wasn't a whole sit-up. And then I tried to. I just laid down for the rest of the day. Then the next day, I tried to go to the doctor, but something fun happened to the car. So then you got to go to the unbelievable stories and find out what happened to the car. Because yeah. It's its own separate nonsense. But I still haven't gone to the doctor. I don't know if it's a hernia or not because it feels better than it did before.
Guys, don't get mad at me. I'm making her go. I'm the older sister. I'm going to make her go.
Hernia. I'm fine.
I could be a hernia. I'm going to make sure she gets checked out because you know people are going to start. I got her. You know how stubborn baby sisters are.
This I'm is never going to the doctor.
She's
going
to go. Because she has to get checked out.
There is something wrong with each part of me, and I'm not exaggerating. And at one point, we were lifting, and I go, oh, this kind of like pulled a muscle in my face. My fucking face, guys.
Her face hurt, guys.
My face. It's all bad. Every part of me is bad and broken. What I wouldn't give for just one smart doctor to help and fix me. But I will never find that because I'm a black lady in America. I will never get a good doctor. I'm a black lady in America. I'm going to be really sad. Okay, well, so that's that.
Everyone, we're excited to talk to Jackie Fabulous today. Again, she's my new best friend.
She's my new best
friend. And sister.
What?
Twin sister.
No.
Jackie Fabulous. I don't
know.
Had a sister, but I don't remember who she
what?
Is.
What? It's me. Where'd you come from? Lacey, no. So we're gonna get to it, okay? So we are going to take a break. And you know what's going to happen? A commercial. But this won't be like any commercial.
What?
This is going to be so fucking cool. This commercial is going to blow your goddamn mind.
Watch your language.
Your motherfucking mind. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Jackie Fabulous. And when we come back, you'll also be back because we're in love. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Everybody, welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. Y'all are in for a treat because today we get to spend time with our new friend. We cannot wait to introduce you. She has captured the hearts of all who have seen her grace the stage. She's a stand-up comedian, writer, actor, producer, and motivational speaker. She's possibly a new member of our family. If Lacey gets her wish, it's Jackie Fabulous. Yay! Welcome to the show, Jackie. Yay!
Hi, okay, ladies.
I need to say this.
Yay.
I need to say this to you, Jackie.
Okay.
Do you remember if you ever saw Notting Hill and that lady meets, you know, the movie star lady who plays whatever. What is her name?
She meets Julia Roberts.
She meets Julia Roberts and she goes, I have believed this and for a long time that we could possibly be best friends. That's how I feel.
I agree.
You don't have to say anything right now. But that's what I'm telling. I've already told people.
Okay. She's been telling everyone.
My best friends
for a long
on the show. It's
Jackie. Yay! I need friends. Yay. So trust me. I'm down.
Okay. It's right. Been a solid week of this. She's obsessed. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Yay. Scheduling gets crazy, but when it's meant to be, it always goes down.
Yay. What are all of your feelings?
Well, right now, I wish I had eaten, but I did. I had a blueberry muffin when I woke up, and I have a problem with sweets. And I have to realize that sweets is not a breakfast. I should have had a protein and some, you know, bacon with it, and maybe a little bit of dairy. So my feelings right now are I wish I had eaten. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. You know, food takes over.
I got a hard agree. I feel the exact same way.
We're both hungry.
We're very hungry. Now, if you can see Lacey, she's hungry. Uh-huh. Lacey can eat.
Mm-hmm. I can eat.
We truly believe that Lacey would win a anything eating concert.
Listen, I ate this morning. I ate on the right time and I'm still hungry. I ate. Cheers. I can't even say I didn't eat. I was going to lie and say I didn't, but Amber saw me. No, I'm hungry.
I went grocery shopping hungry. 3 times in the last couple of days just because I, you know, waiting on a check to come. And when the check came, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get the good stuff.
That's right. Right. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
And then you still end up ordering something, though, didn't you? Did you order something?
No. I like to cook.
You didn't?
But I'm a great cook. But the next day, that's when I'm like, hey, that was a bomb yesterday, but that was yesterday. Yeah. And it's right in the fridge, but I'm back to ordering. I think I'm the one putting Uber Eats to bed. The amount of money. Do you ever think about it? Oof. Do you ever really? Yeah. Are you concerned?
All the time. We've been better.
We're doing good. Yeah. We've been better.
Oh, because we were bad for a minute there.
It was really bad.
Same guy was coming to the door like, I was just here 2 hours ago. They didn't get embarrassed.
Yeah. And he had just been
there.
He
was like, I was just here. Y'all the only black people on the street, so I know it's you.
So yeah, that's where I am now. Food is a big deal. Just eating well. But I have been, here's the thing with me. If I'm happy and productive and getting chubbier, it's because I'm eating well. Like if I get sad, then I get skinny. But if I'm feeling blessed, then it's because I'm having a lot of shrimp.
My favorite thing to eat.
Okay, and I next feel the year same I way. Need to do better because this year I ate whatever I decided I wanted to eat. I ate, and that's not the way to live your life.
No, it's right. The way to live a happy life.
Yeah. a happy short life.
Short happy life. Yeah, no one said it's a bad life. We're just saying it may not be the highest quality.
Exactly.
Jackie, on the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, we like to subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take a subject our guest is an expert on and we quiz them.
Okay.
If we win this quiz, then we are the cutest. If our guest wins, then they are the cutest. Jackie, we hear you know a lot about career changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go through the pain before I got through let me discuss it. You know what it is? It's like when people ask me now, like, why did you decide? What made you do or change or become whatever you are now? My real answer, no joke, is last resort. Mm. Like, I have a very heavy resume corporate of bullshit. Just page and page because we're comedians, we're charismatic. I can get a job. Am I qualified? Yeah. Absolutely not. And that was my corporate life.
That's pretty good. I mean, you're right.
I like it.
Have you been watching? Do you know who the comedian Lisa Beasley is?
No.
Do yourself a favor. This goes for everybody.
Okay.
And look on TikTok and search corporate Erin.
And it's Lisa Beasley in a goofy wig. And she's like,
okay, everybody, we're going to get started. We're just going to go ahead. Okay, I'm the manager managerial of managerial managations. And it's hilarious. How close it is to reality is shocking.
Oh,
and
yes.
If you don't know that she's a comedian, you think that it's real. It's fantastic. I think you would enjoy that. Okay, it's time for us all to get quizzed on career changes. And our producer, Becca, is going to take it from here.
Hello.
Hi, Becca.
Hello. All righty. So are you guys ready to see who is the jack of all trades?
Mm-hmm.
Many celebrities have had major career shifts to get to where they are. Let's see who knows the most about your favorite wild cards. Mm-hmm. Let's roll.
Yay.
All right. Okay. Your first question. The king of the comic universe, like not comedic, comic, Stan Lee, didn't create his first comic until what age? Was it A, 55, B, 23, C, 39, or D, 42?
Who's allowed to answer?
Everybody.
Anyone.
There are no rules. We just basically do a tally, see who wins, but you can cheat. Okay. You can, you know, their bonus questions get thrown in. Do whatever you want.
We're out for blood, Jackie. Okay. It's just anything goes.
I 42. Also would have said 42.
I would have said D.
So because
I know he was old.
42? Everyone chose 42?
Triple D.
I think everyone chose 42, but now that everyone chose it, I want to change my answer to 39.
Amber, you're correct. 39.
Yay. I knew it was four. I knew he was in the fours or about to be in his fours.
Yeah.
Stanley created his first comic. Well, actually, here, bonus question. What? Guess which is the first comic?
Spider-Man.
Okay, I got one for Spider-Man.
The Hulk.
Got one for the Hulk.
He created it? So it's a character he created.
But he created all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Most
don't
of them.
Go back too far.
It's he did?
I think so. You know, I'm talking out of my ass right now.
Captain America.
Okay, we got
Captain. What's the first one?
Captain America.
I'm going to say Wolverine.
Wolverine. And then Lacey, you said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
None of y'all are right. It's Fantastic Four.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
That's right.
Just shy of his 39th birthday, he created the Fantastic Four in 1961. In the next few years, he created a legendary Marvel universe, which characters such as Spider-Man, the X-Men, became American cultural icons. So I guess Lacey and Amber, I can give you half a point for naming an X-Men and a Spider-Man.
Yay!
Yeah, so I'm like Stan Lee. I became a comic at 35 years old.
There you go!
And I'm 83 now.
So. Oh, wow.
You look amazing. Incredible.
Carrie,
you look
really good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bad at math. She is bad at math.
It's okay. I'm
really bad at it.
Okay, next question. Jeopardy style. This famous designer was once a figure skater and a journalist before entering the fashion industry at 40.
One more time.
This famous designer was once a figure skater and a journalist before entering the fashion industry at 40.
Figure skater?
Figure skater.
Mm-hmm. And a journalist.
Okay.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
And I know she wasn't, but I just wanted to say her name.
I mean,
Dorothy Hamill. No, she wasn't in the fashion.
They're a famous designer now, like a common name you would see on runway.
Oh. Tom Ford?
Then
no.
She's
a designer.
It's a woman.
She. Shit. Stella McCartney. It's, no.
It's Coco Chanel.
Okay, we got one for Coco Chanel.
Woman. It's not. It's not Coco
None
Chanel.
None of these women seem athletic. I'm thinking of all these bitches from back
but
in the
they
day.
All seem tiny.
This person is alive today, that helps. This is a current design.
That does help.
So it can't be Coco
it's
Chanel.
It's not Donna Karen. Donna Karen's not doing this
shit. It's Diane von Furstenberg.
No, I saw her. Well, she talks about herself so much. Never mentioned that.
Gosh, who is it?
And she's alive. Is she old? No, she has. Yes, is she old now?
She is elderly.
Carolina Herrera.
Okay, we got one for Carolina Herrera.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good answer.
Shit.
I was trying to think of her, but I don't have any name.
I saw her.
Bobby Brown? No, she does makeup.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm
going
to say
makeup.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Damn it. Cassandra Levi's.
Who?
Can I just make it up?
Vidal Sassoon.
Again, I'm going to take 2 negative points for this. I don't know.
Should have cheated and Googled it.
No, we want to use our brain.
I choose to say Diane von Furstenberg.
Is that a real person? Am I crazy?
Oh my God. I choose not to say that. But I'm not going to say that.
The rap dress, hello.
Oh.
I mean.
The name just sounded so crazy the last
day. Versace.
Donatella Versace.
That's a good answer.
So we got one for Donatella.
Her whole life. Yeah.
So wait, Jackie, what was yours?
I'm just trying to think of...
I don't remember now. Carolina Herrera.
Carolina Herrera.
Yes. That was a good one. That was
and
a good
Amber.
One.
Amber.
Okay. Mine is Karl Lagerfeld. He was both not a woman and also dead.
Okay. I'm dying to know.
It's Vera Wang.
Man. That was a clear one. Why did she not cry?
I feel like I gave good.
You did.
You did a good job.
You know, Vera Wang is an American fashion designer. She initially pursued a career in figure skating before transitioning to fashion. She worked for Vogue, Ralph Lauren, before launching her own bridal gown boutique in 1990. Wang gained...
At 40, right?
At 40. Wang gained international recognition for her wedding dress designs. Her gowns have been worn by numerous celebrities. She expanded her brand to include ready-to-wear fashions, accessories, fragrances, and home goods. You can find her at Kohl's.
If you had said which wedding dress
but
designer,
then I was like, that's going to give it away. Yes. I was like,
that's so clear.
That's giving it out too much.
It would have given it away.
You ladies are making me feel really good about the fact that I have so much debt and I changed my career. Thank you.
You're doing great. Okay.
You're doing a good job.
Next question. True or false? Laverne Cox was nominated for her first Emmy at 30.
Laverne.
I'm going to say sure. Yeah.
False.
Sounds right.
Okay, we got true, false, Amber.
I say false.
False. It is false. You're right.
Dang it.
Oh my God.
It is false. Emmy nominated actress and trans rights activist Laverne Cox rose to prominence with her role in Netflix's Orange is the New Black in 2013 when she was 41.
Ooh.
In 2014, she graced the cover of Time magazine at 42. And at what age was she nominated for her first Emmy? I'm going to give you all the bonus. Which is it?
35.
Okay, we got 35.
44.
42.
How old is 42? She?
I don't know how old she is 40. Now, but...
She said an age, and then I forgot.
Amber won
said.
That one. She was the closest. She was 45 when she was nominated for her first Emmy.
Man. I have some side trivia. I had a one-word speaking part on the show she did on CBS called Doubt or No Doubt. And it was canceled, I think, during the commercials from the first episode.
No, it was.
I'm exaggerating, but it was canceled
quickly.
First episode.
Yeah, pretty
first
fast.
First episode, they were like, this is not it. But I
love Laverne.
She's very glamorous. She's very,
ooh, I love
you
that.
See on Instagram, She is, that is her.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it. 2 inches from her face is smooth.
Oh,
that lady be smooth.
Okay, y'all ready for the next question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the role that put Samuel L. Jackson into the big leagues? And bonus, how old was he? Was it A, Jungle Fever, B, Pulp Fiction, C, Jurassic Park, or D, Die Hard with a Vengeance?
What happened to Pulp New Fiction. Jack? Wasn't he a New Jack? Wasn't he a crackhead in New Jack City?
Oh.
But was that the role that put him on the map?
Jungle.
I thought that was, I thought the crack one was the one that did it.
No, Jackie, no.
Okay. The first one. What was the
Jungle
first
Fever.
One?
I thought it was Jungle Fever.
Jungle Fever, yeah. That was Halle's
Jungle
first
Fever.
You are all correct. It is Jungle Fever.
Yay! Who got Jungle Fever?
I said Pulp Fiction.
Amber said Pulp Fiction. We have a loser here. Amber said Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, I did. She lost.
What? Taking her point away.
He was deep in his career by then.
Well, they're actually only a few years apart. Jungle Fever came out in 1991, while Pulp Fiction came out in 1994. But Samuel L. Jackson had been a Hollywood staple for years, but he had only had bit parts before landing an award-winning role at 43 in Spike Lee's film Jungle Fever, which came out in 1991. So,
awesome.
Yay.
Go, Sam.
All right. Another Jeopardy-style question. This person went from professional trophy wife to media mogul. Do you want a hint?
Does it rhyme with Parpapinen?
No. The ultimate momager.
Oh, Chris. Jenner?
Amber Lacey?
No.
It's gotta be.
She's young.
It's gotta be Chris Jenner.
I'm gonna copy off
It is Chris Jenner.
Okay.
Y'all were hesitant.
Jackie gets 2 points because she started.
That's true. I'm gonna give Jackie another point. It is Chris Jenner. Kris Jenner was 52 when she met with Hollywood producer Ryan Seacrest in 2007 to pitch the idea for a reality TV show following her family. Resulting show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It became such a hit, and Jenner went on to manage her children's various ventures in fashion, beauty, and media. And I feel like if you watch the latest season on Hulu, there's a little bit of tension between her and Khloe on her managerial skills. So let's see if she's the ultimate monitor to this day. All right. Next question. What?
Wait. You want to hear? I thought about something I wanted to share.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not a big, it's really silly. It's a joke, but is it funny?
Yes.
Like Kylie put out recently her comfortable wear, and Khloe has Good American and Kim has Skims. Mm-hmm. Like, this family's obsessed with us being comfortable.
Well, Kai's...
Yeah. Everybody got a line of sweats up.
Kai's is not comfortable, though. She's got like a... It's like leather. It's like pleather, actually.
No, she has another one. Another regular cotton... A cotton one. One of it is like a fucking... A handkerchief for your titties with sweatpants. Anyway, see, there's no point.
Because Skims ain't comfortable.
They want
either.
You to lounge while watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
They definitely want you to never leave your house. I'm like, well, how come you guys don't make anything you can go outside in? You can.
I know. You're famous for what you go outside in.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you won't share it with us?
They don't want you looking like them.
No, they're like, look, nobody wears nothing shiny or leather or tight or attractive. But put on this sweatsuit and get it going.
Get it going. And
did you see?
That is their attempt to dress the whole world down so they're the only ones who shine. Conspiracy theory.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter because I wholeheartedly believe that theory.
I'm like, you guys don't put out nothing that we can wear to a wedding, but if you want to go to the post office real quick, we got the whole shebang.
Well, there's been a discourse about the Skims dress and people wearing it to places they shouldn't wear it to. They're like, this is loungewear, ladies. You cannot wear this to a wedding. Why are you showing up to formal events in a Skims dress? Don't do
or she or Kim will put out like a ankle length rhinestone.
Oh yeah,
laden
her Swarovski collection
tube sock. It's just I think it's all hilarious and fascinating. I'm not a hater. I think at this point I remember
impressed.
When it came out
a little bit.
Have to, at this point, I'm like, look, I whatever y'all are smoking, can I please try?
All right, next question.
Sorry.
No, this is a game of interrupting. Okay. Please.
Okay.
What career did famous beloved Julia Child have before launching her career as a celebrity chef? Was it A, secretary, B, flight attendant, C, journalist, or D, worked for the OSS, which is formerly the CIA? Or I guess the CIA was formerly the OSS.
Can you imagine her as a flight attendant with that voice? That's hilarious. I can't do that impression.
Everyone is raising a hand.
Thank you.
Ate all the peanuts. It's fine.
I would have said secretary, but then the detail of the OSS being CIA makes me say D. Yeah.
Is the D.
Why would you explain it?
Because it wasn't that. I was like, well, we know what the OSS is, you know?
No.
Yes, it's the OSS.
She works for the OSS.
And the only reason that happened is because that's the answer.
I y'all choose caught D. Me. It the is the OSS, the CIA.
Yay.
Julia Child joined the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, the CIA, in 1942 after finding that she was too tall to enlist in the Women's Army Corps 42. Of the U.S. Navy Waves. She began her OSS career as a typist at the headquarters in D.C., but because of her education and experience, soon was given a more responsible position as a top secret researcher working directly for the head of the OSS, General William J. Donovan. I was like, that is crazy. What a life.
That is bad.
She was too tall.
She was too tall.
Like, we want these tall women in here.
And she went from that to let me go make a whole intimidating chicken people. For everyone to
enjoy.
She did.
I mean, being a researcher sounds shitty and I would rather cook.
Yep.
Yeah. I would way rather cook.
Agreed.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question. True or false? Okay. Betty White was told at the beginning of her career, you have a face for radio.
Yes.
Yes.
That true. Is true. True.
How dare they?
Which, absolutely, how dare they? Hey, I look at pictures of old Betty White. Like, she was so cute. This.
She was fine as hell.
She was so beautiful.
She was adorable.
She was cute.
After the war, White made the rounds, World War II. White made the rounds to movie studios looking for work, but she was turned down because she was not photogenic. Silly. She started to look for radio jobs where being photogenic did not matter. Her first radio jobs included reading commercials and playing bit parts and sometimes even doing crowd noises. She made about $5 a show, which I didn't do the math, but that still feels low. I couldn't tell you what that translated to today, but I didn't like it.
It was low.
Like, I don't know what inflation was back then, but
still felt like women weren't getting paid.
You'd be right.
Okay.
You'd be right.
Next question. Before Colonel Sanders became the face of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he had many jobs. Which one of these jobs is not one he had before opening his famous fried chicken shop? Was it A, a Teamster, B, Ford factory worker, C, a blacksmith, or D, a fireman?
Ooh. I noticed you didn't put an option for slave owner, and that's what he dresses like.
Original recipe, slave owner.
I didn't see Massa as for B.
I have a story to tell y'all off air.
You want spicy whipping or crispy whipping? What kind of whippings do you want?
Like it spicy, ain't gonna lie.
If I'm gonna get whooped, I want it spicy.
I'm gonna get whooped, just a little spicy. That's neither here nor there.
And that counts today too. I'm kidding.
Ooh, we're horrible. Stay tuned.
So horrible. You're not as horrible as Colonel Sanders. He's not a good man. But anyway,
no.
I'm gonna
say he was a blacksmith. Just because
it had the word black in it.
So he wasn't a blacksmith because of the word black in it. Is that what you're saying?
He was a blacksmith.
The answer, the question is, which one was he not?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not a Teamster? Was he not a Ford factory worker? Was he not a blacksmith?
Oh,
or was he not a fireman?
He was not a fireman.
He wasn't no goddamn fireman.
He wasn't no fireman. His arms
okay, so all y'all are saying fireman.
Yes.
I said Teamster.
And Teamster. Well, you're all wrong. It was a Ford factory worker.
Yes,
Sanders. So each of the jobs, I have a little tidbit. For firemen, Sanders progressed to becoming a fireman. He was a steam engineer stoker from the age of 16. He worked for the job for nearly 3 years until he was fired for insubordination after he got sick. He was a blacksmith with his brother Clarence, who had moved to the city in order to escape their stepfather. The uncle worked for the Southern Railway and secured Sanders a job as a blacksmith helper in the workshops. And then as a Teamster, Sanders falsified his birthday and enlisted in the U.S. Army in October 1906, completing a service commitment as a wagoner, aka a Teamster back then, in Cuba, being awarded the Cuban Participation Medal. So he just wasn't a Ford.
People,
ooh la la.
People in the olden days were busy as fuck, weren't they?
So busy and scam after scam. Colonel Sanders at the end of the day, scam artist to the T. He has a book about it. It's very wild. He didn't write it, but
wow.
He does have a book.
He didn't write it. He can't write it.
What made him go to chicken after that? All the black people that he had to deal with?
I don't remember. I actually had to read the book for work. I will tell y'all later. But
it's very interesting.
You guys have one final question. True or false? Okay. Magic Mike is loosely based off of Channing Tatum's real life experience. True or false?
True.
That boy can dance. So I'm going to say yeah.
Sorry. I just saw the most recent Magic Mike in a hotel.
I support this. I was like, this is trash.
I'm very
It's
intrigued.
The best trash you can watch. I love it.
He can dance.
I was like, wow, just to remind myself that men are the first choice. Are movies like that.
I am going to say false because I think someone should be different. But also, yes, he can super strippy dance. But
he can dance too. He's an amazing
but
dancer.
That's something that I mean to it, I'd feel like if that was based on his life, we would know because that's a cool fact.
It's true. Yeah,
that's his claim to fame. It's true.
It is true, baby. In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and you watch the first movie, it is way more loosely based on his life. And then it just gets more campy and chaotic with the other two movies that loosely correlate, but don't. But yeah, Magic Mike is a 2012 American comedy drama film directed by Steven Soderbergh and starring Channing Tatum. And the plot revolves around Adam, a 19-year-old who enters a world of male stripping guided by Mike Lane, Channing Tatum, who had been in the business for 6 years. And it's loosely based off of Channing Tatum's experience, who as an 18-year-old male stripper in Tampa. Yeah. So basically he worked with the director, was like, I want to make a movie about my stripper life. And he was like, that sounds fun as fuck. Let's do it. And then he got three more movies or two more movies.
That's right.
Highly recommend Magic Mike Last Dance. You got to watch it. Him and Salma Hayek. It doesn't make sense, but it's incredible.
It makes no sense. Like, you would never speak to him, Salma, but this is so hot, YouTube. Please do it in front of me.
Yeah. I did see the Salma Hayek and the lap dance.
Yeah.
That went around. That one, everybody was talking about that. I was like, okay, I'll watch it.
And because like the first one is actually like a weird indie drama. It's like so dark and gritty for no reason. And you're like, why is Matthew McConaughey in this? It's like so confusing. And then the other two are just camp. Like they're just like fun. They invited every celebrity they knew. They were like, you do comedy and you like sexy things.
Yeah.
Come be in this movie. And it's fun.
It's great.
It's very hot.
And guys, when we all have our movie, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
all the sexiest comedians, they're coming. They're going to be in our movie.
But guess who won?
Oh, who won?
Oh, we know who won.
Jackie won.
Jackie won.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot you were doing a quiz.
We're having too much fun talking about Magic Mike.
It's not about the competition. It's about the art.
Oh, on that note. Okay.
That's true. All right. Our winner, and therefore the cutest, is Jackie Fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
Yay. Guys, it's time for us to take a quick break. And while we're doing that, we need you to multitask. Keep listening, but also visit JackieFabulous.com to see if Jackie is coming to your town.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We're back, so watch out. Jackie, we know you're fabulous at just about everything, so we thought it would be fun to answer some people who desperately need help.
Okay.
Well, they might not be desperate. I edited that for drama. Do you want to help some people out?
Of course. That's my purpose.
Yay. Okay. I would say my purpose is eating. Lacey, what's your purpose?
Cooking and eating.
Oh, good job. Okay. Okay, here's a person who needs some advice. Last weekend, I reconnected with a friend I haven't seen for a couple of years. He invited me to a restaurant and made the reservation. When I got there, it was kind of fancy, and I asked myself, are we on a date? We had a good time catching up, and at the end, he paid the bill. We drank a lot and ordered a lot of appetizers, so I know he paid good money. I tried to pay, and he was like, I made the reservation, so I'm covering. At the end, we said goodbye, and he sent me a text to make sure I got home. I am so confused. Was that a date? What's my next move? Signed, Genesis.
Yes. Next question.
Oh! Genesis, you know you was on a date.
I have lost friends, male friends, when I have been like, look, we have been hanging out at night. You've been buying my drinks. You've been buying the meals. You've been welcoming me. You know, everything intimate. And I'm like, this is a date. And when I said to, you know, whoever this happened with, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I need to leave the space open for someone who wants to be, you know, have the title. And, yeah. You know, a long time ago, I was like, no more guy friends who want to have these intimate moments with nothing attached. Uh-huh. It's a date. It's always a date. You want my company? It's night out. It's a date. We in someplace dark, it's a date. You pay for everything, it's
you
a date.
Right.
It's a goddamn date.
That's true. You're right. Because they're eating up prime real estate. Like, your time is precious. You can't be eating up my fucking Friday night talking about this is not a date. This is time I could have been on a sexy, sexy date.
Exactly. And if she were to ask him for a little something, something after all that, you know, and he was like, yes. Then he's leading her in a direction where she's justified in being confused. He's doing all the boyfriend things or the I want to see you again for another date type things. It's a date. Yeah. It's always a date. Nighttime.
It's a date.
You feed me, you pay, we walk around, you text me later. You're my boyfriend. I'm sick of this.
You're my boyfriend.
You're my boyfriend. Guys want too much. They want to play the part but not have the job. I'm sick of this. No internships. You work here. Fuck this. Right. Sick of it.
Wholeheartedly agree. That's a big fat agree.
Yep. Waste my time.
Here's the next one. Are we ready for the
We're
next
ready.
One?
We're ready.
Here is the next one. I know this will get some eyebrows raised, but please hear me out. I wore my wedding band a few weeks after our ceremony, but then I stopped. When my wife asked me why, I told her the truth. I'm not used to wearing jewelry. I've never worn a watch in my life. I find wearing the ring uncomfortable, or any accessory for that matter. It's
snags on my sweater sometimes, and I get soap in the design. I do put it on for family events or if we go out to a nice restaurant or to meet friends. I can tell that this still upsets my wife, and she won't explain why. Why does a woman find it such a big deal for her husband to wear this wedding ring 24/7? Jason from the Bronx. Jackie?
Have you been in my business? How do you know my business? Did I text this and it came to you by accident? I don't understand. Okay. This is currently my life now. And here is my solution, and it works for me. If I find that he's wearing the ring more often than not, that's enough. Because I also had a breakdown. Because I'm recently married. Been married a year. And mm-hmm. The ring is never off. I have it on all day, all night. Because I'm like married a second time. I'm very proud of myself that I did it again. And I want to stay married. Yeah. And it's just a symbol. It's a symbol to keep men from speaking to you. But, mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When I say that, people think that men are like following me. No, I'm not bombarded by males. I keep the ring on so that men stop telling me their dreams and their goals.
I get it. You don't want to hear about that.
I don't want to hear about it. A guy will drain your ears with what he wants to accomplish in life. Mm-hmm. And he's not dating you. He's not your man. He wants you to hear. So
I want to hear that.
It's a symbol of an accomplishment. It's a symbol of love. I like walking around the world and you can tell that I belong to someone. I feel good about it. And I'm really, really, really in love. So I want the whole world to see Jackie's taken. And I did. And he wasn't wearing it all the time. Okay. I would say 75% of the time he would have it on, but the few times he wouldn't, I did have like a little girl tantrum. And he was like, I don't mm-hmm. understand. And my husband does not wear jewelry, does not want to be shiny, hates it all, mm-hmm. work with his hands. And I can't force him. I try to threaten him. If you don't want to wear yours, I ain't going to wear mine. That worked for like a day.
Yeah.
You know, but I also don't want to be, I don't want to threaten him to wear the ring. So, but I expressed my concern. I did tell him the ring means a lot to me. I love being married to you. I want the whole world to see that we are together. When you are out and about by yourself, I want people to see that you're taken too. So right. He wears it more often.
More often.
You can't make somebody do something, but if you can express your concerns and they can at some point respect it and make a change, enough of a change where, you know the 80-20 rule?
Yes.
I got the 80. I can leave the 20 alone.
So the way that you handled this situation is why people love you enough to marry you on multiple occasions. Because you are reasonable mm-hmm. and kind.
You know.
On the other side of that coin, yeah. I reside.
You what? Man.
That's where I am. When I was married, my husband did not want to wear his ring. And the way we fixed it was we went and got a ring that was comfortable. And then he just wore the ring. So that's something. But I know quite a few ring takeoffers.
Yeah. And I don't like that.
I know that.
Don't care if it's a bucket. If it's a marriage bucket and it's around your neck, you better wear that bucket.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care if it's uncomfortable. We signed up for this. You wearing this in the way you're trying to eat and drink. Put that bucket on. We signed up for that. I'm wearing my bucket. My bucket's right here. Wear yours.
I will say this. When we're together, he always has it on. It's only when he's out and about living his life, he doesn't always have it on. And, you know, when I have a guy who likes to be handy and garden and shit, I understand why he doesn't have it on all the time. You know, it's a ring that I want to like. But he also did tell me it's uncomfortable. So I did try and get him the rubber ring. A ring that fits better. And he likes that too. Oh, you know, I don't think he's lying when he says he doesn't like wearing jewelry. It's not a blatant smack in the face all the time when they're like, I really don't like wearing jewelry. So I get what I want more often than not. And that's why I let it go.
Okay.
80%.
My suggestion, get tattoos. Okay, next. I do know people who have
wedding tattoos. I'm okay with that.
They almost got a divorce.
The tattoos?
The ring.
The tattoo couple almost got a divorce. They're not listening. Yeah. I know more than one person with wedding tattoos. So this is the last question. Oh, wait. No, it's not. I can't count. Who cares? I am in my early 50s, perimenopausal, and somehow I'm hornier than ever. I love my husband of 30 years, but we are at zero when it comes to being sexy with each other. I know your parents are listening, but do you have any advice for how I can turn up the heat? Shoot, you know my parents are listening. You should be asking them. Because my parents love.
All right.
They They've been married for 50 years? More than that?
Yeah.
More than 50. 55 years. My parents, 50 years. My dad passed away.
Oh, yay.
50. Yay.
These people, dad be looking at mom like, hey. And mom looks at dad like, leave me alone. It's like, you guys are gross.
In love.
They're in love, man. You can't stop them. But I don't know.
How old was that person in the question? How old was that person?
50. She's in her early 50s.
I'm 52. She has to go to a doctor and see if it's something she can change with medication. It could be a hormonal imbalance. And if the doctor and the medical stuff doesn't work, you gotta, spice it up yourself. Go on trips. I don't mean Aruba. You can go to a hotel in Manhattan. Yeah, you can just get out the house.
Yeah.
Set the mood. I do find that when I go to bed, showered and clean and smelling good, all this shit that we do. When I make an effort to try and bring the sexy to bed, I can tell that he's like, oh, okay, it's going down.
Yeah.
So you have to try and make the atmosphere sexy.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Yeah. Talk to your partner and see what, it could be a lot of things that have nothing to do with, the horniness. I know how she feels. I'm, 52? And I'm in the middle of menopause. I might burst into flames in the middle of this podcast. But the only reason why I haven't, called an ambulance is because I have not experienced vaginal dryness. Thank you, Jesus and Lionel Richie. Praise God.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she has to, always go medical first. Find out whether it's something physical, why you don't desire it at all. How's your relationship? Are you too healthy? Are you and your partner doing well? That could be another reason why, who wants a bone when you have tension and things ain't going good?
Mm-hmm.
Food and try and make an atmosphere that's sexy, but fix the foundation. Like what's going on underneath everything.
You're right. That's good advice. And I think food is more often the answer than not. Food can bring the spice back to your relationship like that.
And
food can do a lot.
And men really only require food and BJs.
It's true.
That's really it.
Or food from BJs.
Yeah, yeah.
BJ is a nice chain restaurant.
BJs with food.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's a mouthful.
They don't.
Oh no.
Men don't require much. They don't require much. Maybe she's
Lacey, you should not have said
that. You said that. Mom knows your voice.
She doesn't know me. She knows that. I didn't say that, Mom. But I'm scared. I'm gonna get a whooping. I do think that this is my real answer. How you can turn up the heat in your relationship is you can do a bunch of things for him and then it will make him be like, wow, I really, really like this lady. And then he will be after you because you are a lady who did a bunch of stuff for him and he likes that. Sorry, I'm a plain talker, but you know what I mean.
What is the stuff that you're talking about?
Anyway.
A bunch of stuff.
Cook him a bunch of food.
Oh, okay.
Fold all his shit.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
She's right.
And then he'd be like, wow, you did that.
Yeah,
I like that. And I like you.
Make his favorite food.
And then you'll be like, I'm liked.
Yep.
That's true, though.
I'm trying to tell you, I find the number one reason that a lot of people are single is to overthink it. It's really...
Oh.
And men, because I spent most of my life, dating since I was 17, trying to figure them out. And I gave up a long time ago. I've been happier since. Because I realized they're very simple. They want to love you. They want to eat. They want to have sex. They want to sleep. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
So BJ's at BJ's. Great. This is the true last question. I don't know how this happened, but I managed to butt dial an old coworker. It went to voicemail and I think it recorded 3 minutes of my life. I think it happened in the car, but who knows? Ah, I didn't get a text back or anything, but when I think about it, my skin crawls. Should I reach out to her to explain? What would you do?
Deny, deny, deny.
Because you don't know what they heard.
You don't know what they heard.
You don't know what they heard. That's right. I would send another one. I would send a second butt dial.
Double down.
Just that where you're just like saying, oh man, my life is so normal. Oh wow, look at my bank account. Pretty healthy. Oh gosh, nothing to clean in this house. Hey, person I'm in a relationship with, I love you. Oh, what a nice time I'm having that after I was just in therapy for an hour. Doing pretty good, according to my therapist. Okay, time to clean the house, even though it's already clean. Click, and then
that. So, okay, so then you sealed undo.
It. You like fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta, you undo everything you did.
You got to close it off with some conspiracies. And Tupac is still alive. Click. Oh. So silly.
That's the remedy for a butt dial.
You're right.
Do it again.
The remedy for a butt dial is to do it again. You double down. You double butt. Double butt dial. You've butt dialed someone, dial them right back. Be like, as I was saying, double Barack butt. Obama, I love hanging out with you. Oops, I butt dialed my friend. Click. That's how you do it. Double down.
I have the real evidence to prove that Diddy did it. Click. Oh, my God. All kind of things. Go on forever.
Oh, my God.
When I dated R. Kelly, it wasn't that click.
I mean, they might call you back. That's a call.
They're going to call you back.
I'm going to call you back.
I don't know if
you meant to call me, but
I do want to talk to you about some things.
I just wanted to check.
Are you okay? Oh, my God. We're horrible. Okay, guys, that is what will go down in history as the best advice anyone has ever received. So you're welcome, guys. Thank you so much for writing in. And you can write all of your advice questions to @LaceyLamar1.
Can't stand her.
Because, you know, why not? Okay, guys.
I did a joke one time where the closer was DianaRoss@gmail.com. I was so scared. It's not her email, I don't think, but somebody did ask me, what is that your email, Jackie? I'm like, she a fool if that's her email.
That's right.
You deserve whatever you get, Miss Ross. Sorry.
She a fool. That would be
wrong.
But also, Diana Ross email today. Loves Diana Ross.
Diana loves Diana.
So it very well might
be. I'm going to send a couple of emails for that.
DianaRoss@DianaRoss.com. That's my guess.
Probably.
Everyone, give your best guesses as to what Diana Ross's
email
address is. And then @LaceyLamar1.
Oh,
what is so fun? Well,
and you know what's scary? I have more jokes to tag on to that, like what it could be, but I'm like, but Tracy Ellis Ross might see this, and then next thing you know, I burnt a bridge for future work. You see how this job is stifling?
Do that.
Yep,
that's right. The straight jacket that is comedy. We're trying to live our best lives, but no one will let it.
You can't say nothing about nobody.
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 Nobody. Guys, we sang Nobody by Keith Sweat. I'm going to say 4 times a day.
We do.
So I'm sorry.
We're silly.
I'm sorry
about
it.
Oh, the most, fucking love most whiny song.
Whiny. I feel like he's asleep while he's singing.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Back in the day, Saturday Entertainer had a joke. He was like, it's like a mosquito by your ear. About Keith Sweat.
Oh.
Every time you hear him, you're like, what's that? Nobody. Back in the day joke of Cedric.
Oh, I love him. Well, I love both of them. Guys, that's our show.
Oh.
Didn't you love it? I know you did.
That was so bad.
I know.
What did I do this with? I'm talking about my best friend.
Well, now you know how to find me. I'm here for you.
Yay. Oh, wait, are you in New York?
Yeah.
Are you in LA?
I'm in New York.
What? Okay, you're down the street. We're coming over.
We're coming over.
Okay.
What you having for dinner? What you cooking?
I live in LA for 20 years. I moved back where I'm from in New York about 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I want some greens.
We will be calling you
to please come up here.
I'm Jamaican. You want oxtail and jerk chicken.
I do. I'll take that as well. Yes.
I'll take it.
We're not picky.
I'm not picky about your 6-course meal that you're going to make.
Six.
Not picky about that.
Guys, you can keep up with Jackie Fabulous by following @JackieFabulous everywhere. Mm-hmm. Jackie, do you have any parting words for everybody listening?
Ooh, parting words. New Year's resolutions. I think everyone just be realistic. And by that, I mean, don't make any. No, I'm kidding. Happy New Year. Parting words. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And all the stuff. And Happy New Year. And it's an honor to meet you both. I'm sure you both know your superstars, or you should. And I appreciate you wanting to talk to me.
Yay! We love you so bad.
Thank you.
This has only made it worse. You guys, you can follow us at Amber Ruffin and at Lacey Lamar 1, which again, if you have just any feelings, just send it to Lacey.
I'm not gonna lie, I was scared when you were like, tell me all your feelings. I'm like, oh shit.
Follow our podcast feed for bonus episodes on Fridays to get all of our episodes ad-free. Become a Diamond subscriber. We love you very much. I more than Lacey. Goodbye.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.